Good morning, everybody. This is Bruce Taylor, and I'm here on behalf of the Kapiti Coast WEA. Just to remind you that WEA is adult education. We welcome all comers, members and non-members. Our program is mainly seminars, Saturday seminars from 10 till about 12:30 or 1 o'clock. We also, during the year, have courses in French. They are finished at this stage for the year. Other midweek courses also. We've just completed a very successful series on memory and thinking of middle and older age. We have pick and mix trips where members travel by public transport to places and events of interest. And finally, we have bus trips. I'm mainly going to concentrate today on those Saturday seminars through to the end of May. The first seminar I'm going to talk about is coming up on the Saturday, the 5th of July, and that's from 10 to 1 at the Waikanae Presbyterian Church Hall, Nia Road, Waikanae. Plenty of parking and easily accessible by public transport. The speaker is Steph Dyerberg. We've had Steph before. She's a senior Wellington employment lawyer with experience across many sectors. She's talking about the changing world of work, the impacts of government policy on employment, rising unemployment. The cuts to the public sector are impacting on a range of sectors in New Zealand society today. And reduced funding of community groups and programs is also having a significant impact on initiatives to lift disadvantaged groups in society. If you're interested in these issues, want to know more, well, this would be the seminar for you. Now, this next seminar is a change to our program in that the date has changed. This is Chris Finlayson, and he is speaking about our parliamentary democracy. The Honourable Chris Finlayson is a popular speaker, and he's returning on Saturday, the 12th of July, from 10 to 1. That is a change. He postponed from June. The title of Chris Finlayson's talk is Yes, Minister Returns, Thoughts on Parliamentary Democracy Incorporating the Treaty of Waitangi. So Chris is going to offer his thoughts on possible evolution of our Westminster-based parliamentary democracy against the development of the principles of the Treaty of Waitangi and their implications for the future of New Zealand's democracy. We've had a big debate, of course, about the treaty principles, and that has been voted on in Parliament. Here is the perspective of an experienced politician. He was, for example, Minister for Treaty Negotiations, and he is a practicing lawyer, always a compelling speaker, someone worth listening to. Following that, a complete change of topic, introducing New Zealand's arachnids. I had to think for a minute, what are arachnids? But I think they include spiders, yes, and other creepy crawlies, and what I call harvesters. Now, the speaker is Dr. Philip Servid from Te Papa. Well, he has worked in Te Papa. He's now a curator there, and he has very broad knowledge of New Zealand insects, but specialising in arachnids. So he will talk about New Zealand's arachnids, which apparently are unique and specialists, 95% of them are found nowhere else on earth. So that's Saturday the 19th of July, Philip Servid. Can I just break off here and say that if you'd like to attend any of these seminars, the best thing is to, of course, enrol. Whether you're a member or not, we would like to know whether you're coming. And you can enrol by emailing kapitiwea@gmail.com, or you can ring our phone and usually leave a message. Phone 027 715 3677. The third way you can enrol is by visiting our website, www.kapitiwea.org.nz. You can just turn up to a seminar, and that's fine, but we, for catering purposes, knowing how many chairs to put out, letting people know if there's any change in the program beforehand, we do appreciate you enrolling beforehand. Let's get back to the Saturday program, or the Saturday's program. The next one I want to talk about is on Saturday the 26th of July with Liz Sneed. And this is behind the scenes at Virtuoso Strings. Virtuoso Strings is something that was set up by Dr. Elizabeth Sneed and her husband, Craig. And it's governed by a charitable trust, and it's for families unable to afford music lessons. So they've been offering free music tuition to young people ever since they set up Virtuoso Strings in 2013. So she's going to paint us a vivid picture of Virtuoso Strings and a fascinating collection of stories which challenge stereotypes and highlight the complexity of reducing inequality of opportunity and education in New Zealand. Next, on Saturday the 2nd of August, Dr. Rochelle Wilson, who's one of our members and a retired anaesthetist and GP, will be speaking about human evolution from a female point of view. She'll background prevalent theories of human evolution and then focus in the first session on an alternative theory of evolution. In the second session, she'll expound further alternative theories of evolution. There are full details of what is going to be covered by Dr. Rochelle Wilson in our brochure. Our brochures are available in public libraries in the Kapiti District, also from Shoreline Cinema, and from here at Coast Access Radio. Saturday the 9th of August is Astronomy. Astronomy, the Building Blocks of the Universe, with speaker Anthony Gomez. He is the New Zealand Outreach Coordinator for the Office of Astronomy Outreach of the International Astronomical Unions. Anthony Gomez has spoken to WA before and is a popular speaker, passionate about promoting astronomy through public education. He's going to talk about, in the first session, the fundamental building blocks of the universe, what the universe is made up of, how it was formed, and how its fate might evolve. In the second session, entitled Picture Stories from Space, Anthony Gomez will show us some spectacular images of deep space objects. And I can say from attending Anthony's seminar last year that the photography is outstanding and something that would be reason alone to come to the seminars to see these deep space photographs. And finally, we take a break for a couple of weeks in August, but finally on Saturday the 30th of August we have ICAT Weaving Traditions. I hope I've pronounced that correctly. ICAT Weaving Traditions from Sari to Sarong. And two speakers, Shani Filai and Joai Jacob. Saturday the 30th of August, again at the Presbyterian Church. Now our speakers are collectors and enthusiasts of World Heritage textiles. And their passion for this matter has led them to create an impressive collection of textiles from around the globe. In this presentation, they'll take us on a journey from ICAT Sari weaving on the Indian subcontinent to the Sarong and panel ICAT weaving traditions in Southeast Asia and show how they're historically linked. They'll talk about the types of ICAT weaving unique to different countries, the stories they tell and their cultural significance. And they'll bring along examples of ICAT weaves. So those are our Saturday seminars. I think there's something there for all interests. Our seminars begin at 10 o'clock. Please come from 9:30 a.m. onwards. We do break for morning tea, and we finish, and of course there's time for questions and discussion. We finish normally by 12:30 to 1 o'clock at the very latest. Now, I did mention that another activity that is current are pick and mix trips. These are trips for members and their friends, usually once a month, somewhere around the Wellington region, and they involve using public transport and a gold card for those who have them. There are two trips in July. There's one tomorrow, Wednesday, the 2nd of July. I think that might be before this broadcast goes out. It is a trip to the Wellington Museum, and there's a special exhibition at the Wellington Museum on the waterfront there on the Waitangi Tribunal and the 50 years of its work. And as part of that pick and mix trip, attendees will go to St Andrew's on the Terrace Church for one of their lunchtime concerts. Now that trip might be in the past by the time this broadcast goes out, but we've got another one led by myself on the 30th of July, and that will also be by train from Waikanae and Paraparaumu, Paikokiriki, and we will go into Wellington and we'll have a guided walk around historic Thorndon for approximately an hour and a half. So you've got to be prepared to walk around the very interesting streets of that inner city suburb, but also including some of the important public buildings there too. We can note those, but those of historical significance, such as Old St Paul's Church, Catherine Mansfield House, and so on, plus residential buildings, which are of historic importance. We will also have the opportunity to attend a lunchtime concert at St Andrew's on the Terrace, and these concerts are free. Membership of WEA gives you a number of advantages, and it's $25 a year. You can get further details of membership from our brochure and from our website. We do offer a season ticket, which means that the Saturday seminars are free attendance. Now, the season ticket will now be half price. It will be $50 for the season ticket, but that includes a membership of $25. So the half price will be $75 from now till the end of the year. I think that's about it, but please, just a reminder that everyone is welcome. WEA full-time tertiary students can attend the Saturday seminars free, production of proof of your student status. Thank you for listening, and look forward to seeing you at a WEA Learning for Life activity.
This program is made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.